This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you are one of those people who still strings cranberries together to decorate a Christmas tree, you're in luck. There is a cranberry surplus. You can thank Canada for that. It grows hundreds of millions of them every year. As Marketplace's David Gura reports, the cranberry industry wants some U.S. government help.
The Congressional Cranberry Caucus, yes, such a thing exists, asked the Department of Agriculture to add cranberries to what's called the USDA Foods Available List.
Foods that are available for schools to purchase as a part of their commodity feeding programs.
That's Scott Soares, head of the Cranberry Marketing Committee. These are the kinds of fruits and vegetables the federal government buys for school meals programs. Park Wilde teaches nutrition at Tufts.
When the National School Lunch Program started in 1946, it was very explicitly half about helping children and half about commodity disposal.
These days, Wilde says, that balance has shifted. Now it's more about nutrition goals. The trouble is cranberries typically require some added sugar to make them palatable. The Ag Department has approved dried cranberries and cranberry sauce, but that's it. The cranberry industry needs to offload more than that, though. It has 750,000 barrels to get rid of. That's 75 million pounds. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.